So this is the sikha of Truma. Now, what I want to discuss in this sikha is here the Rebbe speaks about. You probably know the sikha. The Rebbe speaks here about every yid is very should be wealthy, is wealthy, can be wealthy, etc., etc., etc. Now the maisa is the chayla. You know, looking at me myself and. Everyone can look at himself. Am I wealthy or not? But Rebbe here is talking about posh begashmas. Every can be, is, and can be has ability.
Just sameach mechalke.
1 second. No.
Mechalke, you say.
No, we're not well. Well, it's Rebbe spells it out very clear in the sicha.
Posh and wealth begashmas. Everybody should have mechalke.
Right. So it's very clearly spelled out in the sicha. Posh begashmas. So now, here is a point. This is what we want to discuss here today. So what has been said many times. When quoting this sikha is, we have on the, it's actually here on page 2, when the Rebbe actually says, go page 2 all the way line 39. On page 2, line 39, the Rebbe says, Mikan yeshna miyad hera, a yid of zayin has to be mishtadl to be rich bepeil.
Yeah.
Starting from a shiris beruchnis, then over to a shiris begashmis. So what is said many times, that the Rebbe is saying very clearly here that, you know, there's a precondition to your shiris begashmis, you have to be a shiris beruchnis. So what can be understood from this, l'cheira, that what? Even though the Rebbe is promising us wealth without any hagbolas at all, nevertheless, the Rebbe has sort of placed here a precondition. You have to be rich beruchnis. So therefore, what does this mean? To So someone may say, it may mean that, first of all, I have to sit down and start devoting my effort and energy to become rich beruchnis. And then, from that, we'll later on evolve my yeshiras begashmis. So therefore, once if you understand the sikh in that way, what we've basically done with that is, you've sort of excluded from yourself the whole herol mice of the sikh, which says mafedish to be wealthy begashmis, and you've left that for some unidentified opportunity. And what is my avoid of ruchnis? Which this is the way it is meant.
Really, I'm an ask the chavu pras. You really want to be an usher big ruchnis? Why? Because I
want to
be.
Whatever, let it be that. Way, whatever it is, you're taking the home.
No, everyone wants both. You're doing both because
he's saying that you're sitting and learning. Why?
Because he's bringing out his point.
Not what we're supposed to do.
He's saying,
he's bringing out his point.
Yeah.
So now, this is the way. So, in other words, what happens is, when the Rebbe comes and says, like a very bold sikha, like there's such a bold statement, that every yet is, has the ability to be begashmis, we're sort of circumventing the whole applicability of the sikha to us and saying, there's a precondition of beruchnis. So this is what let's take this apart, because the Nukudu, the Rebbe speaks in this sikha, something the Rebbe speaks in many, many places, speaks it all over, and we'll take it apart and see what it means, and see that is there any precondition to this of being rich begashmis, or the Rebbe is telling the Mefedish, go ahead and come rich begashmis. Well, so we'll see this right now here. Let's start at the beginning of the sikha. Here the sikha starts up, going from lines 1 to 9, the Rebbe says everyone had to be involved in building the Mishkan, or similarly the Beis Hamikdash. Everyone had to be involved. L'cheira, to build the Mishkan means to draw down Hashem into the Mishkan. And l'cheira, there's many differences of Yidden. Drawing down Hashem into the Mishkan is a very big avoda. And how can we say how can all Yidden be equal in this avoda of drawing Hashem down into the Mishkan? All the Beis Hamikdash, whatever it is, right? How can we say the all is not equal in that? Now, the folks, what we want to focus on here is on the fourth paragraph. This is from lines 10 to 13, where the Rebbe explains it very clearly. These are the words of the Rebbe here, that when it comes to the Trumas HaMishkan had to be done lishmo. Lishmi had to be done with lishmo, the kavon of lishmo, Reb David. Yeah? You with me? Right? Now, l'cheir, when it comes to speaking about lishmo, when it comes to mitzvah, mice of a pearl, you can say yidden are equal. All yidden have to put on tefillin. So the same thing applies to everybody. When it comes, however, to doing something lishma, the enormous differences from one year to another. And here the Rebbe quotes, this is the quote which we want to dwell on here. The Rebbe quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, the Shleimus Aveda Lishma, it's highlighted on lines 12 to 13. The Shleimus Aveda Lishma, when you don't do it for any side benefit, you're doing it not for any reward at all, you're only doing it because Hashem wanted you to do it. And that is because Hashem wants you doing the emes because it's emes. Hashem's mitzvah, Torah mitzvah, is emes, and that's why you're doing it. And that's the shlemus of
the word ava.
That's the shlemus of avodah lishma. 1 second. That is the madreg, which the Rambam says, which maybe brings it later, or whatever it is. The Rambam says over there that this is avodah of Avram Avinu, Avram Oyavi. The shlemus avodah of ava. When you do the emes of nesha emes, that is the highest madrega of lishma of ava. Right. Very good. So this is, and here the Rebbe is saying, L'cheira, and the Rambam himself, Rambam himself writes over there, that this is the Madrega, not everyone, in kol chochem zeichelazah, not everyone can reach this Madrega of Lishma. So how comes, when it comes to drawing Hashem, the highest Madregas of Kedusha into the Mishkan, all Yidden were equal, L'cheira, drawing Hashem, bringing Elokus, there should be many differences amongst Yidden. So here goes, the Rebbe goes to explain, from lines 15 to 23, that here we're talking about the Mishkan was after Matan Torah, and after what the Chiddush of Matan Torah is that every Yid in his Gufa Gashmi, not only his Neshamba, is a Gufa Gashmi, is a Mamlechus Koyin Begoy Kodesh, and therefore every Yid is Shayach. In line 22, the Rebbe says that Yid, this is a word from Alter Rebbe, let's say, that no Yid can detach himself from Yiddishkeit, from Elokus, and like the Psak in the Rambam, the Rebbe always brings that every Yid wants to serve Hashem. So by Matan Torah, there came a certain equality between all Yidden, that all Yidden are internally connected to Hashem from the bottom of the heart, and therefore comes the Rebbe in paragraph, in lines 24 to 28, and explains, therefore, every Yid has an element of Lishma in himself. And this is, it brings down from the Rambam. The Rambam says in line 24 that you should always do Torah mitzvahs even if your intention is not Lishma. You're doing it for a benefit. Nevertheless, so you're not doing the Torah mitzvahs in the full performance the way you're meant to do it. You're doing it for your own benefit. Nevertheless, you should do it because Matei Shalei Lishma Bo Lishma. And the Rebbe translates on line 27 to 28, and this is what this is what we're going to be discussing very soon. That Mitel, the Rebbe explains, Mitel Shalei Lishma, Bo Lishma. The normal understanding is when you do things not Lishma, you'll eventually come to do it Lishma. Rebbe David, you're aware of it, yeah? Here the Rebbe says, and Rebbe explains that the Teich of the Lo Lishma, that's not saying that when you do it Shalei Lishma, you will later on come to do it Lishma. You will eventually come to do it Lishma. No. The very inner motive of your Leil Lishma, your inner motive of doing it Leil Lishma, is really Lishma. There is an element of Lishma in your current performing the mitzvah.
So to say, and the consciousness.
Before defining it, yes, you're right, but let's not define it. I'm not making any spiritual, like, anything like spiritual out of
husband
this.
Husband, if you don't want to give gift, right?
Yeah, right. That's a common. That's the source that ever quotes. So here, there is always an element of Lishma in what you're doing, and to go further, in the next paragraph, the Rebbe says that therefore every Yid in what he is doing, regardless, in line 30, 31 to 32, regardless his madreig in avodas Hashem, and regardless if he's doing it lishma or not, inside of himself, he has this element of Avraham Avinu to do the emes because it's emes, the highest madreig lishma. Every Yid has it in himself. And this is how the Rebbe answers why every Yid could be involved in doing the Mishkan and drawing Hashem down into the Mishkan, because every Yid has this element of Lishma in himself. Now let's just go over to the union of being wealthy. So now the Rebbe says, going over to the next page, that because, I'll do this very quickly, So the Rebbe goes, let's go right down to lines 14 to 17. So the Rebbe, just before that. The Rebbe said, therefore every Yid, because every Yid has this element of Lishma in himself, that every Yid is wealthy beruchnias, zohov, zeh aneisim body, that's referring to every Yid, that every Yid is wealthy beruchnias, and therefore every Yid is wealthy beruchnias, has also the ability to be wealthy begashmis.
Because of the same reason. Right?
Because he has an element of Lishma.
always within him.
Right. So he's every year, regardless his madrega, he's always wealth beruch. So therefore, he has ability and he has the potential to be wealth begashmis also. So okay, here the Rebbe goes on lines 14 to 17, and therefore every gid should be besimcha. He's talking about b'chedesh Adar, and because every gid is wealthy beruchnis and begashmis, right? That's what the Rebbe says, and going all the way down. Let's go back down to the lines 39 to 41 to 40, which we quoted earlier, and therefore the Rebbe says that for everybody you have to be. Be mishtadl, be a rich, be pearl in everything, starting from ruchnis and going over to gashmis, in order to be kind, tailor, mitzvah, barachavah. Then the Rebbe goes over to the Beis HaMikdash, we'll leave it for next week. But this is the point we would like to discuss is about being wealthy, be gashmis. What is this element of lishma, which makes us wealthy, be gashmis? What does it really mean? So, if
but
we go.
Saying that the simcha is because you are an usher? Why? Because you're.
Right. That's what Rebbe says. Yeah.
It wasn't Mukuyim yet by somebody.
So we'll see.
Not only that, but Chas V'Sholem is very much the opposite. He's very poor. He can't be Besimcha because he's not. He didn't reach that Madeika yet.
So we are going to be discussing this right now. This whole thing about being Besimcha, not being Besimcha, being Osher Begashmis. And this, the element of Lishma and being Asher Begashmis. So let's start.
The connection that the Simcha is because of the Ashiras.
Well, it's said.
In other words, you can't say someone should be happy because potentially he could be rich.
No.
I don't have money to pay the bills, I can't be happy.
No, the Rebbe says you're rich for pearl. I'm sorry.
Rich for pearl, but Ruchnius, which then has to lead to the Gashmis.
No, it's not the word.
What I'm saying, it didn't lead yet to the Gashmis.
The Rebbe doesn't really say.
He's holding by the Ruchnius. You can be happy, yeah.
The Rebbe does not differentiate here. The Rebbe doesn't make no connection.
I know the connection between the Ashidus and the Simcha.
A person potentially not able to get something. Able to get something. It's question if he get or no, but if he potentially.
Okay, so you want the person not
to
know, not to tell them what he has, what he could have. Be happy now, because you could win the lottery.
By the way, side comment. All the wealthy people didn't come up wealthy by chance, most of them. They started up with a mindset that they are wealthy.
A lot of them are not happy.
That's how they get it.
And a lot of them are not happy. The rich ones, not all are happy.
What?
Why? Because they're
happy. That's just by the way.
They have Mayan, they want Messiah. They have Messiah, they're not happy. Because they have 10 million, they want 20 million. They're not happy.
We are talking how to get wealthy and not what's wrong with people who are wealthy. So let's get the vote.
I just don't know the connection.
We have to work out how to become wealthy, and that is the discussion here. How to heal people who are happy about the wealth.
We'll no listen. Problem,
okay, let's go. Let's go to page number.
I don't think you'll have a problem with anybody.
Page number five. Here, on page number five, there's three quotes from the Rebbe on the top. See,
page number five.
Wow. From lines 1 to 10.
Make all these pages,
lines 1 to 10, you have three quotes over there. Now, look, let's look at these three quotes. Here's the first quote from Chelek Chof, right? And lines 1 to 3. Though here, the Rebbe is saying the same words where the Rebbe is saying in this sikha here about in the loy lishma, there's always an element of lishma, right? Now look at the Rebbe's words in line 2. In the loy lishma, there is a rotzen pnimi of the neshama. In other words, Rebbe is saying here, when a yid, let's go to line 1. When a yid wants to have richness begashmis, it is, and it's coming from his goof, he has a physical desire to be wealthy begashmis. So the Rebbe says, in that desire, there's a rotzen pnimi of the neshama. And what is the rotzen pnimi of the neshama? Now this is what we want to focus on. What is the rotzen pnimi of the neshama in this world? So the Rebbe says, the rotzen pnimi of the neshama is to order, to increase in kavod ha'Torah, in kavod shamayim, when people are going to see that through Torah mitzvahs, you come wealthy. You hear? Now, what is, again, hear what the words of the Rebbe saying. The rots and pnimi of the Shama, you're talking about the ruchnis. Remember, this sikha says there's ruchnis and you have to be wealth beruchnis, and that should result in wealth begashmis. What type of wealth beruchnis are we talking about? Are we talking about becoming a Talmud Chochem Otzum, becoming someone who's governing with Ava the Yidda? Maybe yes, but this is not the Nekuda which the Rebbe is focusing on. Here you see it very clearly in this Sikha. When the Rebbe says wealthy Beruchnis, the Rotzim Pnimi of the Neshama is that he wants this Harchova Begashmis in order Yidden, all the people shall see that through Torah Mitzvahs you come wealthy Begashmis. So the wealth Beruchnis is related Mefedish to the wealth Begashmis, right?
Wait, but this is not like his Rotzim Agluya. This is when his chayfetz is with his
the element of, we're talking about the element of Lishmo, which is buried inside that person, which the Rebbe is telling you to bring it out in yourself, so, and come Lishmo to recognize it.
Is that he wants to do it for this,
to bring Kovet Shemayim, will be wealthy, which by the way, which is that the Rebbe mentioned, the Sikha, the Posh of Pshat and Ramah, Posh Halacha, the Get of Mashiach, that all Goyim are going to be impacted by Yidden, etc., etc. So later on, for sure, it says that later on they're going to be affected by Yidden, they're going to come to Mashiach, and Mashiach is going to inspire them with learning, etc., etc. But the initial recovered, which going, the initial influence of Yidden on Goyim is possibly Gashmis, the covered Hashem, and Mola Oroth, this Hashem is possibly Gashmis, that Goyim will see Yidden are wealthy Gashmis, which in a miniature sense, you can see it, we always, in Zman HaKolot, it was always true, Yidden were always superior in wealth begashmis because of the bracha of the Hashem, because of whatever the different brachas Hashem has given them, and today it's true also. But this is a posh pshat in Rambam. The Rambam says that you're going to be affecting Gidim with Shavuot Goyim, with Shavuot Misav Neinoich. Mashiach is going to influence the whole world. Is a posh the pshat begashmis. The Rambam is talking everything begashmis barchov. Through the wealth of Yidden, the ability of Yidden to function in Olam Hazeh, the Goyim will see the Koyach of Hashem in the world. Gilel Lekus v'Pash v'Gashmis in Dilibat Tachtoini means that the world functions according to the Rotzon Hashem. That means that Yidden, that the words of the Torah, B'chakos Talechem, Nesatik Yishmeichem Be'itom, is actually fulfilled, and that is through when you have Nesatik Yishmeichem Be'itom, and you have Archov v'Gashmis. That is a Molok with Hashem. Mola is covered Hashem. That is Mola, or Mola, whatever the Russian is. The Mola, the covered of Hashem in this world is revealed through Harchova Gashmis, right? If it's only revealed in Ruchnis, that is not Dereba Tachtenim. So here, so this is what we see this in this Sikha. Now let's go to the next Sikha, where the Rebbe says very clearly in the Chedik Lamed Gimel. Here the Rebbe is talking about the Rambam, which Rabbi Brisker was quoting all along, about Avraham having the Ava Hashem doing Esa Emes. So the Rebbe says here something very similar to what he said in the Sikha. We just learned that in the Sikha of Truma, the Rebbe said that everyone can reach this Madrega of Avraham, the highest Madrega of Lishma. Now look at the line 6 and 7, the words of the Rebbe. Yochel Lifa Ba'asin Lasim Avi, everyone can reach this Madrega, and the Rebbe says very clearly, even someone who is learning, as the Rebbe says earlier in line number 5, he's learning Torah could come well to Begashmis. He is poshut, has his own motive in learning Torah. He wants a bracha, but he's poshut like most of us. We're doubling and doing mitzvahs because we want Hashem to bless us Begashmis. See, that is not Lishma, that is Lo Lishma. See, even someone who is doing his avodas Hashem Shelo Lishma, like most of us, L'cheira, the Rebbe says he can affect himself. He should do it be'ava, like Avraham Avinu, Oisa Emes Bnei Shua Emes. He can affect himself to do it like Avraham Avinu, even though the Rambam says that not everybody can reach the Madrega of Avraham Avinu. Now, so the Rebbe, and if you look at the Rebbe's Nekuda here, is that he's going to last this Me'aba. You see the words in line 6, the last word on line 6. This is the word, the Salam Nishtarang, and let's not go into it, but the Rebbe has this in many, many places, and it's very, many, many places, when the Rebbe is talking very high Madregas, and the Rebbe says how it's related to every Yid, so the Rebbe uses these types of words, that you don't have the full-blown Ava, you have the Mais V'Poyel of the Ava. What do they mean, the Mais V'Poyel of the Ava? So now, let's see what it means in Ma'aseh V'Poyel of Ava. Let's take it further. Here in the next quote from lines 8 to 10, when the Rebbe says here that The rechush, it's the same word, right? You look in lines, the end of line 10, it's highlighted. The rechush godel of your Yemeis Mashiach and all the Madanim, all the different things you're going to have, the Gashem Mistika Bracha, we're going to have your Yemeis Mashiach, is going to add in Omola Oretz Dez Hashem. The rechush godel, the Gashem Mistika wealth, is going to add in the Gilel Lakus in the world, right? How is the Gashem Mistika wealth going to add in the Gilel Lakus? So you looked in the footnote here in 9-7. Look in the footnote 9-7. Not in the footnote, the other 7. Footnote 7. So you have it from Tovshin Namet Ches. The Rebbe, look at what the Rebbe writes. It's highlighted. The Ashiris, the wealth, makes a person Oshir in his Baruchness also. Because also his Seich of Nefesh HaPamis comes to realize, when he sees such a wealth, he comes to realize that this wealth can only be coming from Hashem. So how am I coming to see the Gilui Lakus in this world? Is mefeilish through my wealth in through Begashmis, right? So now, when we say, the Rebbe said that you have to be wealthy, beruchnis, until that affects begashmis, the Rebbe is not engaging another Aveda, which is not discussed in the Sikha. The Rebbe is talking about Dirbet Achteinim, that you should see Gilui Lakus Lamata. Gilui Lakus Lamata means a Mola Oretz Dez Hashem, how through wealth, Barchova Begashmis. So where is your wealth, Beruchnis? Your wealth is Beruchnis, because you have the Archova Zadas to realize that Hashem leading the world. And Bemele, if I will follow what Hashem says, do his Torah mitzvahs, and use my initiative and creativity to help myself in my life, I will see the wealth Begashmis. And that is the Ashiris Beruchnis. That is the main Ashiris. The fact I'm going to start davening and being dovek, that is all very good things, but that is not the get of Dirbet Achteinim, where you meant to see the Gilui Lakus in this world. To see the Gilui Lakus in this world is like it says in Pshuto Shel Mikra, like the Pasha Pshat in Rambam, that you see the wealth, because you see the Baruch of Hashem in this.
Is this Ashir's, you're saying that the Ashir's Bedas is the same thing as the Ashir's Beruchnias, which...
When your person comes to realize, as long as we live in a mentality that there's a world and there's a Lakus, it's two separate things, you can, yes, and then you're going to have again, you're going to take this Sikh, you're also going to divide it into two. There's one, the Sikh is talking about two separate things, it's talking about Ashir's Bedas, Beruchnias, and it's talking about Ashir's Bekashim, it's two separate things. Why? Because me, in my mindset, I still live in this understanding that there's a void of Ruchnis. And then there's a void of Gashmis, there's a void of Gashmis, so there's two separate voids, a Lakus and Mitzvahs of Olam Hazeh. So that's, therefore I see two, the Sikh discussing two separate points. When I understand what the Rebbe has been telling us for all the years, that the Mitzvahs of Olam Hazeh, with the Gansar Chob of Olam Hazeh, is not a Sidurit Lakus, and the Shlemus of Gilui Lakus is Daf Gino Olam Hazeh. So therefore, my Dira B'Tachteinim, my Gilui Lakus, is first and foremost to be realizing that the Yid can have a Chob of Pashto B'Gashmis. And my whole therefore I'm motivated, inspired by the Baruch of Hashem, by the Avtoch of Hashem to see Pashto B'Gashmis B'Gashmis. So the Void of Ruch and Void of Gashmis are not two separate Avodas. It's very clear that, in other words, the ruchness here, that my motive in being rich is not because my motive, my confidence in being rich is not because of myself, but because I know that Hashem is leading this world. Does that fit well in the Sikha? When he talked about being rich, ruchness and gashmis or not? What do you say that, Rabbi Yeshua? Are you sure about it or not? Reb David, what's up there? What are the brisk? What do you say?
I don't know. I thought all along that the richness is going to be lost in love. So, and get not the payment for every mitzvah is here. Be'olam hazeh. Certain things, yeah, it says that you get be'olam hazeh and be'olam haba. But as far as payment is concerned, not necessarily we're going to do avoid the beruchnis. So we should have right now a lot of money in the bank.
Okay, so now, so that's very, you said very well, and so I'm going, so based on what the Rebbe says here, and based on what the Rebbe says in many other places, I'm going to just repeat what I said. The Rebbe is talking about failish.
Somebody does all this and doesn't get rich. Oh, it didn't work. I goofed. I messed up. He's learning and he's davening everything like you just said. Mamish, he's putting himself all in, and everything. And then LaPel, you check his his bank account, and he does that.
Is there someone like that?
I think I know a couple of people.
No, so no,
I
want to
help people.
Again,
I have
again.
A business that I want to actually help people.
So So the part is like this: as long as the mindset of the person is that there's two things: there's a lekus and elam haza. And so he's devoted to Lakus. And he's waiting for Hashem to give him bracha begashmis.
What about all the tzaddikim that did everything right? The tzaddikim that, and forget, they lived in the biggest aniyas.
We can't go into all of that. We're talking about
different time.
We're talking about our time.
Any holy people that are poor. So you know what? They're not looking for a lot of money. Their ashiris is not necessarily.
It's not the ultimate
kavanah. Let's get focused on the sikh. The nekuda of the sikh is very clear. The nekuda of the sikh.
Are you upset that you're not rich? I don't care.
Okay, they're not. But what's the avisha looking for? The avisha is looking for this dear b'dachtonim
certain every individual is going to be rich. You have the potential, yes. But not necessarily that, but everyone wants to be rich. Not everybody's looking to have a lot of money.
Let's go back to the focus, the point of the sikha. Let's go back to the point of the sikha. As long as the person has an attitude, that Olam Hazeh and Elokus, his which he learns, and his life in this world is two separate things. Yamal, you can have that tzaddik who's devoted to chassidus and he doesn't see the bracha Olam Hazeh Agashmi. When you move over,
he doesn't need it. A lot of people, most people want riches, but these guys, they're not interested.
Okay,
you're gonna buy me off because you can give me like. That ever said, you know, wall-to-wall carpeting and fancy furniture. I want to stay with my davening. I want to stay with my ruchnis, and I don't need the gashmis.
Okay.
And I'm not davening for it. I don't care for it. And I'm not interested in it. Lost it, lovely. Whatever the Rebbe wants to give me, give me.
This is not what the Rebbe is saying over here. The Rebbe is saying very clearly that every gish is begashmis, should be rich begashmis, and the fate is therefore if the person adopts a mindset. What the Rebbe is saying over here that my inyan is to be rich begashmis.
If he wants to be that way, wants that.
Then
or you say potential, I can agree.
You're not letting us bring out the point.
I'm understanding that everyone has the potential to be rich, and there's a lot of people that want to, and if they do it, they should. But I don't know if that is to say that every single person, that's his goal.
Yes, nam yara hi roa, she Yehudi tzarech lishtadali is asher epeo v'chol en yonim.
Move out of the gullus mindset. Again, the Rebbe is telling us that our goal is to be rich begashmis, and therefore this is our mefedish. Every person has a potential. And the longer
about it, if his whole mindset is he's a chaser and he has the sikha, he knows the sikha, and after that he decides that now all I want to do in my life is I want to become rich.
So
I think after the sikha he decides. That I want to be rich, but gosh, I want to have a lot of money. Not even if he wants to do good things, I want to get stuck with the money, and I'm going to do fantastic things with the money. I don't think his mindset changed now, that now, after the sikha, I want to be a rich man to have a lot of money in the bank.
The Rebbe's quote is very clear. Everyone has ability, and Rebbe Rizki, I'm advising you as a Yedid, knock out this type of thinking. The Rebbe is telling us, everyone in his level, in his way, take this attitude. We're talking to human beings.
Okay, this good.
We talk to every one of us.
And
no one could be a
so that's why I said lechatchila that ashiris is someone that's an usher. If someone has $100 and he wants $200, he has $200, he wants $400, he's not rich. So who is rich or Sumerach Bechelka?
This is not what we're talking about here. Mefeilu is talking about here, Pasha, being rich Begash. The Rebbe speaks about that many places. It's Chazal, Bechulu. This is not the Nukud the Rebbe is talking about over here. The Rebbe is talking about very clearly that the Inyan of a Yid is Mefeilu to be rich. And that we have to stop. And we, and one of our, in our way today is to take that attitude. And if you're not going to take that attitude, your children and Eilikl will take that attitude, just not knowing that it's coming from the Rebbe. So what is Vosadobus Reitan? That is the purpose, the Inyan of the Fetish, Gil Zayn Rich. And should realize Gil Lakus in nowadays the most effective way of being Megal Lakus is by showing a Rechava Begashmis.
Everyone should be rich.
Listen, that's a very clear. It's very clear.
Let me say just a few words. You know, like, it was Hasidus, as we know from previous generation, it wasn't idea to be rich. It wasn't purpose. Okay, if Hashem give you, you can help hundreds, maybe thousands of people. So now it's different avoider. It's different rebbe. You definitely know this much better than me. That old Hasidim, when they go from one rebbe to another, they have very difficult time. They have very difficult time to switching from one mode to another mode. So now we in a situation like Rebbe Rashab take about Atzilus, Rebbe Rayat start about Atzmus, Rebbe talking directly about Atzmus, and there is different, absolutely different approach 100%. To the situation where I am in the world.
The best explanation will be when you get that, you're going to get this heavy pack of dollar bills coming up to you tomorrow. You'll stand it. Okay, let's go. Let's go.
You're right.
It's
not a problem. Question is,
because it's not just the Rebbe change. You know because what? We are so close to Mashiach. That's why the Rebbe speak now. Ozimolik Shchik Pinu. We already have the Simcha now.
Now
is different. Yeah, different times.
Different times. When we change your.
Interesting
that the mode now is changed. Now it's a different thing. For then, you're right. For those people, it was different. You know, now is a chov begashmis.
What make me upset? Very interesting thing that goyim start to do thing which Hasidus Rebbe told in 1992. I get upset about this. I mean, what upset? Because they know this. Absolutely from Klipa sources.
We have to know.
But we could not believe that Rebbe says it. It's like your mindset to approaching to Gashmius direct what you receive from Hashem. That actually you are so creator. What Rebbe say?
I hear you.
You understand my point?
Yes.
No. I am not. I'm Shmata. I know that Moshe Rabbeinu.
Rebbe spoke now at times. Don't go so much with the seichel because that makes you have too much questions. That go more with the heart and feeling. And
just today, I study with somebody Mittel Rebbe, right? And what Mittel Rebbe say? Our Rebbe never pronounce about shiflus, about bitterness, because it's not for our generation.
Says, no maridus by us.
Yeah,
no
absolutely.
Okay. Different let's
even by Krishna Shalamita and this and that, even then, a different type of maridus.
So, okay, now.
This is Rebbe trying to switch us from.
That's why I said, going to Simcha, everything Simcha.
I just want to explain what you want.
He's
not a very quick, let's move on.
I hope everybody will be agree with
that. No, very good, Rebbe, very good. Thank you very much.
Good kizar.
Now let's go to page 6. Let's go to the bottom of page 6. Now what's in the Kudah here? We're talking about, he says, we're seeing Gil Elakus through Olam Hazeh Gashmi, right? The medium, the conduit for seeing Elokos is through Olam Hazeh Gashmi, that we said through Ashiras. So just to bring out this point a bit more. So you go, look in line number 6. You go all the way in the bottom, the footnote. Yeah? In the footnote, line number 6. Here the Rebbe is talking about, the Avodah of Tzaddikim. Yeah? Something which is mamish negate to all of us, okay? The avodah of tzaddikim. The Rebbe says, the avodah of tzaddikim, it's a line number, in page number 6, all the way in the bottom, in the footnote, in the second part of the footnote. So, here, the second part. There's two quotes in the footnotes. The second quote. So it's from Chelik Lamed Vov. Here the Rebbe says that, the avodah of tzaddikim now, tzaddikim have a limited shaykhs to avodah tshuva. Why? A tzaddik never does an avodah, so what? He doesn't have a shaykhs to avodah tshuva. So the whole of Vedas Achuva by Tzaddik now is very limited, in a minuscule form, some very small form, in a minimal form. When Mashiach is going to come, the Rebbe says, then all Tzaddikim are going to have the Vedas Achuva. Why are they going to have Tzaddikim the Vedas Achuva when Mashiach is going to come? Because nowadays, the whole of Vedas Achuva is coming. How does the person have Achuva? You do an Aveda. When you do an Aveda, that's when you have the Achuva. A Tzaddik never does an Aveda, so he never has the true Aveda of Achuva. But when Mashiach is going to come, a Tzaddik is also going to have a true Aveda of Achuva. Why? So this is highlighted. The highlighted. Is that two lines which are highlighted? So he says, after Bias Mashiach, when the Eibishter himself is going to be Megal himself, Lamat in this world, the Eibishter is above the Tzaddik and above the Baal Tshuva. So the Tzaddik will also have the Avodah Tshuva, just like the Baal Tshuva, because when the Eibishter himself is Megal himself, he's above everything. He surpasses everything. So regardless how great of a Tzaddik you are, you're going to have a full-blown Tshuva, just like a Baal Tshuva. Right? You see that? Because of the greatness of the Eibishter, right? Because the Eibishter is so great, it surpasses everything. This is what the Rebbe says in the Sikha here. Now, we've learned this many times. What does the Rebbe mean when the Eibishter is going to show himself, then the Tzaddik is going to have a full-blown tshuva like the Baal Tshuva? So it's very easy to say, it's very easy to say that. What do you mean? What do I mean by saying, what does the Rebbe mean? The Eibishter is going to show himself. The Eibishter surpasses everything. The Eibishter surpasses everything. He's above everything. So the Tzaddik is going to be awakened with the Tshuva, just like the Baal Tshuva. So we're leaving in upon the Eibishter. The Eibishter is so great when he will be Megal himself. The Tzaddik will realize the greatness, and therefore he's going to have this very great Eibishter Tshuva. So we're leaving it for the Eibishter. But if you look at the Rebbe's Sichas, this is not something which you're meant to leave for the Eibishter. This Eibishter, which is going to reveal himself in Yemei Mashiach, and is going to be Ma'eir the Tzaddik with this Avodah Tshuva, is something which the Rebbe has explained to us in the Sichas, that we should be able to identify with this Eibishter. Where do we see the Rebbe has explained to us this Eibishter? So if you go here to page number five, yeah? So here's a quote from the Sicha. By the way, if you look at line 11, just above line 11, by the way, this sicha was said actually in the shiva of the Rabbanus, right? Shabbos. So now here, you look, go down to the sicha. The Rebbe talks about here, how can there be a Avodah Tshuva by Tzaddik? The same thing we spoke about before. So in the Sikh we just quoted before, how did the Rebbe says, how did the Tzaddik come to the Shleimus Avodah Tshuva through the scholars of the Eibishter? Okay, when the Rebbe says the scholars of the Eibishter is something that is something unknown to us. It's, the Rebbe is leaving it for the Eibishter. The scholars of the Eibishter is so great that the Tzaddik will be awakened with this Tshuva. But here the Rebbe explains us very clearly what this scholars of the Eibishter is. So here you have the Rebbe explains here that the Rebbe explains here the same thing he says in the other Sikha. There's a Baal Tshuva and there's a Tzaddik. And here the Rebbe wants to tell us, how does the Tzaddik have the big his Eider as Hatshuva? The Cheder, he never did an Aveda. So look at the Rebbe says. The Rebbe says in line 28, when the fact that the Tzaddik recognizes that there is a Metzias of Olam Hazeh, which that allows for an opportunity to do an Aveda Chas V'Shalom. The very fact that there can be such a Metzias in this world, which is Hepech, the Rotzon of Hashem, an opportunity to do an Aveda, that in line 29, going over to page 6, that is Ma'orer with the Tshuva, that even someone who never ever did an Aveda has such a Tshuva, that this Choshech, this opportunity to do something wrong, should never, ever, ever have an effect on him. That means the fact that he is such a metzias in world that he can do an aveda, that is murdering him in the tshuva. So the Rebbe, and if you go in the next paragraph, the Rebbe repeats himself and explains that even though this person has never done anything wrong, he is nevertheless misoided with the same chais as about tshuva from the very fact
that it exists.
Yes, exactly. Now, very good. So what is the Rebbe telling us? So now, if you remember, we've gone through this many times, and if we have the time, we can do it right now again, that when you talk about Gilui Lakus, there's two ways about talking about Gilui Lakus. One way of talking about Gilui Lakus is that there's a world, yeah? There's a Matthias of this world, and I'm a Nivra, and and I'm thinking about the Eibishter. So when I think about the Eibishter, however great I'm going to think about the Eibishter, I can think about him however much I can learn Chassidus. We're going to have a quote very soon from the Rebbe, where the Rebbe says this. We're going to see this in the Rebbe's words himself. You can think about the Eibishter in the highest Madregas. At the Loshen we're going to have very soon, the Loshen of Samach Vav, Rebbe David, do you remember this? When we had this, we discussed this once before. When he talks about the Eibishter, right? What is saying, Samach Vav, the Eibishter is Shlilus Hachiyuv and Shlilus HaShlilus. What does that mean? That he is not, the Eibishter is not anything that I can identify with. He's Shlilus Hachiyuv, he's not this, and he's not this. He's not the negative, and he's not the positive. So it's, and Abish says, I don't know what, he's still is everything. So the Rebbe says, this is what it says, the Samach Vav is talking about the Atzmus Ein Sof, is Shlilus Achir, Shlilus Hashlilus. So me, as a Nivra, I'm sitting here, I'm a Chos, I'm davening, I'm thinking about the Abishta. So the Rebbe says, that is not the Etzim of the Abishta. Why? Because it's me thinking about the Abishta. What is my conclusion? That he's nothing that I can identify him with. He's not Shlilus Achiyuv, Shlilus Hashlilus. There's no way I can identify with him. And that is my shaykh to the Eibishter by realizing there is no way how I can identify with the Eibishter. Says the Rebbe, that's not Atzmus. What is Atzmus? That I have a shaykh to that Eibishter. I have a shaykh. Where? Where is this Galus HaAtzmus? When the very fact, and I say, there's a Metzius of Olam Hazeh, which there's me, or there's a Metzius of Olam Hazeh, which has no Shaykhus with Eibishter. Why? Because Eibishter is this Olam Hazeh is a Metzius. I am a Metzius. The Eibishter is Shlilus Achiv and Shlilus HaShlila. So I have no Shaykhus to the Eibishter. He's totally above me, and therefore, what's the maskon of the chotzer when he thinks about that? I'm bottle b'mtzias, ein egmovade. That is not atzmus. Atzmus is when me in olam hazeh, I have a shaykhus, I connect to the Eibishter. The fact that the Eibishter, the world is bottled by the Eibishter, and is nothing by the Eibishter. Because the Eibishter is ein egmovade, shlilus achiyav, shlilus hashlila. And nevertheless, I connect to him. That is a mitzvah. Whatever.
No, that's the only way.
Through the Eibishter's chesed, he said
that you could have a shaykhus with me by doing a mitzvah, even though he's atzmus and shlitz and shlitz and shlitz achil, but by doing a mitzvah, you can have a shaykhus.
One second. One second. In other words, we're saying that the Eibishter Baldi is Shlila of everything. And nevertheless, I have a shaykhus. In where is that shaykhus? In the fact that I see there's a metzius in Olam Hazeh. Going back to the sikh we just now discussed. There's a metzius in the Olam Hazeh which allows me to do faket from the Eibishter. In other words, the fact that I'm nothing, I'm bottom, and nevertheless, I can have a connection to the Eibishter, which that is a contradiction within itself. As long as I'm saying the Eibishter is not this, he's not Chiyuv, he's not Shlila, I've sort of defined the Eibishter, that what is the Eibishter? He's something totally above me, Einet Lovad, and I am nothing. The very fact that I've got this, I've got it all straight worked out, that I'm nothing. I was explaining the Gadlus HaBeira and came to realize the whole Metzius is nothing. I am the efforts, so I have something very neatly worked out. The Eibishter is above anything I can understand, and I'm nothing. Which that is the normal way of being explaining about the Eibishter. So therefore, that is not Atmos. Where is Atmos? When I come to realize that in me, in my Metzias as being nothing, I can connect to the Eibishter. Which that is a contradiction within itself. In that contradiction, when I lose, there's no definition here. It's a complete contradiction. I'm saying I'm nothing. And left at the same time I'm saying I'm totally connected to the Eibishter. I can connect to the Eibishter. In that contradiction, that is where Zgilei Elokus. So therefore, coming back to the sikha where we said before that this tzaddik, we have two sikhas here. One sikha says that the tzaddik will come to the madrega of Baal Tshuva, how? When he will see the Gilei Atzmus. When he sees Gilei Atzmus, he will have the same Seder as Tshuva, just like the Baal Tshuva, because of the greatness of Atzmus, the greatness of Hashem, the greatness of Atzmus. But nevertheless, in this sikha, we haven't defined what the tzaddik is going to see. We just left it on the Eibishter. The Eibishter will come reveal himself. The tzaddik will have that in Seder's Hatshuva. Here in this sikha, the Rebbe is explaining us that Gilei Atzmus, what is it? It's something, the fact that you see that the Metzius in Olam Hazeh, which can be fakert from the Eibishter. When you see that the fact, that is where you see the Atzmus. When you see the Stira of the Eibishter, that's where you see the Atzmus. That is what the tzaddik is going to see.
So what's the point?
So now, when we're talking about Gilei Elokus in this world, if you're going back to our sikha, if you're talking about Gilei Elokus in this world, the Rebbe says, when you'll be rich beruchnius, that will affect you to be rich begashmis. If you understand being rich beruchnius means being misbeinin elokus, it can include that also, but that is nicht the inya what the Rebbe is saying. Because here we're talking about the richness of elokus zashiris, meaning that the elokus can affect the hepech. The elokus can affect that even the person who shalei lishma has a shaychus to elokus. He has his lishma in himself, and therefore he can have archava begashmis. So the where do you see where is the godless berukos? The godless beruchnius is in the effect of the ashiris begashmis. It's not two things. The ruchnius is one aveda ruchnius. I have to devote myself to aveda ruchnius, which will eventually, if one day with the Eibishter's help, or result in archava begashmis. That is not the nekuda of the sikha. The nekuda of the sikha is that I can have the Gilei Elokus by seeing how Gilei Elokus affects the gashmis. Why could the etzem of Elokus? Where is the etzem of Elokus? The Dirib Tachtein, like you learn in Rebbe, you're learning all the sikhs of the Rebbe everywhere. Where is the Gilei Elokus? Dafki im Metzius HaGashmi. So therefore, where am I seeing Elokus? When I see that I can possibly be wealthy begashmis, that is where I'm seeing the Gilei Elokus. You follow the line of thought over here. What? So one second. If now we can do this over, we can do this in the Rebbe's words, if you want. Rebbe's Katzlocher Rabbi, have a good night. Listen, Rebbe, if you go dream about it and let us know what happened. Come back. Report. Anyway, yeah. So, one second. When?
Like, what's Manzich from a...
The month is Poshit. One second. So, let's just one second. Let us go. Okay, let us go just and do it inside the Rebbe's words. Let's go back. Let's go to page number 3, line 30, right? Let's go to page number 3, line 30, right? Rebbe David, you with me? Did you follow the line of thought here, or was it not clear? So let's do it in the Rebbe's words. Let's see if we'll work out better. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now here, he have it very clear in the Rebbe's words, line 30 to 31. The Rebbe says, the Rebbe's quoting for Samach Vav, that the Eibishter is Shlilas Hakol HaTeirim, Shlilas Hachir, Shlilas HaShlila, right? So the Rebbe says here that the Eibishter is even above that, right? That's in line 30 and 33. Now, you have the same words, more...
Can you translate this?
Shlilas Achir, when you say, again, you're talking about the Chosid, thinking about Elokus. When you're meditating on Elokus, so you can think about all the different madrigas. What is the most profound madriga where you get completely lost? When you come to, you think about the Eibishter himself. As long as you think about Giluim, there's some way of defining it. When you come to think about the Eibishter, what is, he's not this, he's not this, he's not yes and not no. So that's the lashon of Samach Bav. He's not yes and not no. Shlilus achiyuv, shlilus hashlila. He's not yeah. He's not positive and not negative. Leibshta, right? So that is the atzmus himself. We have no way of understanding him at all. Okay. So that is now the Rebbe comes and says, here there is one.
Wait. So what's the point of bringing the
one second.
Rebbe's sicha on this?
What do you mean? Give me a moment here. What you which sicha talking about?
I'm
going to tell you right now. I want to bring it out. I'm finished. Because we discussed it very much. I want to show how positive this is negated in our avodah. It makes all the difference in our avodah. Here, the Eibush is shlilus achiyuv, shlilus hashlila. Right? Said the Rebbe, when you say these words, lochfeira, this is the highest description possible. I've stripped off any description. He's not this and not that. The Rebbe said there's only one thing which is not expressed here. You said he's not this and not that. He's not. What, yes? Oh, so this is what we're going to get to. So, that now in the same scope to page number 4, you have the same quote in the Sikha of Parshas Mishpatim Tzavshin Nun Aleph. When the Rebbe says the same thing in even more, in stronger words. The same thing that he's quoting again from Samach Vav, and says the Eibush is Shlilus HaShlilus, Shlilus HaChiyuv. But the Rebbe says the Eibush is above that. Why? Because the Eibush is not unknown. When you say the Eibush is Shlilus HaChiyuv and Shlilus HaShlilus, you're saying the Eibush is unknown, right? That is not the etzem of the Eibishter. So, one second. Here, in number 5, right? Number 5. Here, in the footnote number 5. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And a long quote from Parshat Tetzaveh. This sikha is 2 weeks after the Sikha, which is a quote from Parshat Mishpatim above in the beginning of the page, right? There's 2 weeks after, and here the Rebbe is discussing again the same point of being above Shlilus HaShlilus and Shlilus HaChiyuv. Now, how did the Rebbe explain it here? He is talking about something which everyone knows. You know the Seder of Tetzaveh. It does, you know the Sikha of David, I'm sure you know, the Rebbe says it does not mention Moshe Rabbeinu in the whole Sikha, in the whole Seder. Nevertheless, Rebbe always brings out that the beginning is Atah. So here is Moshe Rabbeinu mentioned even more profoundly than anywhere else, because it's saying Atah. Mm-hmm. Here in this Sikha, now listen to this thing, Rebbe Shoah, listen. Here in this Sikha, the Rebbe says, Rebbe asks such a question. If it says V'Atah, what are you telling me? That you don't mention Moshe Rabbeinu? You're mentioning Moshe Rabbeinu more than anywhere else. Why? Because when you say Moshe, you're just saying his name. And here you're saying Atah, you. So you're mentioning Moshe Rabbeinu more than anywhere else. So the word that Rebbe always used as an answer, that you don't mention Moshe, but you're mentioning Atah, which is above Moshe. Now the Rebbe is turning this round and saying that this Atah is a direct reference to Moshe. So you're mentioning him. You're mentioning Moshe. So this sikha is following the sikha we just learned inside about, and the Rebbe actually connects it to sikhas. So the Rebbe goes to explain that there is Moshe as is above any definition, even as a definition of Atah. When you say you, that is a definition. Usually, how do we learn always in Chassidus? When you say Baruch Atah, you have Baruch Atah Hashem, right? Yeah. When you say Hashem, right, you're right. So now, when you say Hashem, you're referring to Hashem's name. When you say Atah, you're referring to Atmos Mahus. Here the Rebbe is saying, when you're saying Atah, which we usually say that means Atmos Mahus, here the Rebbe says, this Atah is a definition. You're saying you, that's the definition. So what the Rebbe is saying, there is a Moshe Rabbeinu who is above Atah, and that's the Vav, the Atah. What is that? That is undefinable. That is my shaykhus to Moshe Rabbeinu. You see? That's my shaykhus. This is the same thing what we said in the previous sikha. You have the Eibishter. I'm explaining about the Eibishter. So I'm thinking about the Eibishter. The Eibishter is Shlilas Achiyov, Shlilas Ashlila. I've come to the conclusion that the Eibishter is above everything I can understand. Says the Rebbe, that is a definition. Why is it a definition? Because I've sort of described the Eibishter as something which is not removed, which is removed from myself. That is, I've made the Eibishter, he's not this and not this, and what is he? I don't know. So that is not the Etzem of the Eibishter. What is the Etzem of the Eibishter? The Etzem of the Eibishter is the Eibishter shaykhus to me. Okay. Right, now. So coming back now to our sikha.
Hashem is not this, Hashem is not that.
Yeah.
There is no, but it's, what does it mean, shaykhus to me? I understand we'll be talking about mitzvot, but still.
So let's bring it back to our thing. Hashem is my awareness. When I know there's a world, and there's a Gashem Zika world, and this world is an opportunity to make money. There's an opportunity to make money. And I know making money is not Avedas Hashem. Making money is serving myself. It's self-serving, making money, right? Self-serving, l'cheira, yeah? On a simple level. And most of us know it. It's making money is something, you know, we all desire. Now, when I take this making money and realize that this is godless habayra, regardless if I have the lishma or not, I know the fact is, reality is, if I will make money, I'll be able to affect the world, I'll be able to support Moses, I'll be able to bring, show godless habayra in this world, regardless where I am standing in my avodah, how much I'm thinking of my own benefit, how much I'm thinking about that, the Torah of Avedis Hashem. But when this is the venue, how the Elokus comes into this world, so that is the Hashem, which is above Atah. When I'm thinking about the Eibishter's Atah, you, there's Eibishter's you, there's Eibishter's, there's you, there's him, the Eibishter. And there's me, myself, serving, desire to become wealthy. So, him and my self-serving desire to become wealthy is two separate things. Is am I self-serving desire to become wealthy? It's all about myself. It's not about the Eibishter. But when we talk about the Eibishter as is his, he's above any definition. And this is a way how I'm going to affect the world to know about him. So that is Eibishter above every definition. So that is when I'm doing begashmis, my coming wealthy, and I have this motive, which every yid has this motive. You just have to, it's not something that you can, it's just, you know about it, the Torah has promised you, you do Torah mitzvahs, you're going to have a bracha. That is a promise of the Torah, and that is why I'm coming wealthy. Regardless how much I have my own interest, this is not negay here, the negay is a mitzvah pearl, that is the Eibishter as he's above as he's above Shlila Sashlila, as he's above Atah, as he's above all definitions. And that is where, and this is the Gil of the Eibishter, the Gil of Atzmus, which brings the Tzaddik to come about Tshuva. The Tzaddik has no Shaykhs to Avedas. When he sees how this Olam Hazeh, there's opportunity to do an Aveda, and that has to be avoided, that brings him to the Baal Tshuva. So the Sikha, what the Rebbe say in the Sikha? That the Tzaddik is going to have the same Madreg, the same Tshuva as the Baal Tshuva, because he's going to see Atzmus from Hus. But now we have a very clear understanding, what does it mean when we say that Tzaddik is going to see Atzmus from Hus? It means when he sees in the tears of this world, it's not something abstract, it's something very real. When we say that Tzaddik is going to see Atzmus from Hus, we're not talking about something abstract at all. We're talking about something very real. He sees in this world, there's an opportunity to do an Aveda, and he has ability to avoid it. I have the opportunity to make money for my self-serving interests, and I do have my self-serving interests. Nevertheless, I'm going to take this money and try to bring it, give it to for chinuch, or give it to any good Yiddish thing. That is the Gila of Atzmus from Hus, which brings the Tzaddik to be about Tshuva. to have this, we see the Atzmus from Hoz, that even that which is not in line with the Eibishter also can go in line with the Eibishter. And that is where you see the Eibishter, not in identifying the Eibishter as Eibishter. No, okay?
Let me ask a question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know some tzaddikim like Baal Shem Tov, Rabbi Meir from Kanisha, they cannot sleep until they give out last penny in the house.
Right, yeah.
So they actually, they receive this. In Kabbalah language is transferring, I don't remember exactly, but it's transferring desire to receive
to
receive to give out.
Yes, I
want to receive with the purpose to give it out.
So, yeah, okay, fine. So now.
So how it's applied to the tzaddik? Because tzaddik work in this mode, so to say.
What do you mean? How?
I mean, tzaddik want to receive.
With
tzaddik want to receive to give out.
No, here the tzaddik, we said that I drew the comparison of a tzaddik to our situation here was, we have two things here. Number one, I talk about making money of this sikha, as being rich by Ruchni, by Gashmis. And the other thing, we talk about the tzaddik and the Baal Tshuva. Now the tzaddik, the sikha, the Rebbe explains here, why did the tzaddik come to his eidus of tshuva, of the Baal Tshuva, is because he sees opportunity, he has to avoid the opportunity of doing bad. So where did the tzaddik get this chayis? Where did he see Atzmus? Where did he get this chayis of his eidus tshuva from the mitzvahs of opportunity to do bad in Olam Hazeh Gashmi? So the same thing, me as not talking about myself, me the person who has interest to be wealthy for my own self-serving needs. Where do I connect to the Eibishter when I come to see how I, my self-serving desires can serve as a vehicle to serve Hashem? I'm throwing this two different things. Here we're talking about myself and the tzaddik. I'm just showing a comparison. Here we're talking about the tzaddik and the Baal Tshuva. That's one thing. And then we're talking about ourselves and our desire to have money. So I'm just drawing a comparison to the two things that both of them, where do you see the galas of the Eibishter? In the scholars of the Eibishter in the Mitzvahs of Olam Hazeh. In the Tzaddik, he sees it by the opportunity to avoid doing bad, to avoid the temptation of doing something wrong, to dismiss the opportunity of doing something wrong. And by me, by using my self-serving desires as a vehicle to serve Hashem. Now, well, let's just finish up with the last point here. Going to page number 6, right? He's going to page number 6. From lines 7 to 10, right? Here the Rebbe says that every Yid can be a tzaddik. You see that? So the shaila is, many people ask, the Rebbe is saying every Yid can be a tzaddik. The Rebbe, Alter Rebbe explains clearly that there's different neshamas, different madrigas in the neshamas. Yeah, and not everyone can be a tzaddik. We just learned this in Tanya, no? Perik Chav Zayin, that our Veda is not to be a tzaddik. Here the Rebbe is saying every Yid can be a tzaddik. So look at the Rebbe's wording here. The Rebbe says very clearly on... The Rebbe says very clearly that the way every Yid can be a tzaddik is through the guf. Through the guf. In Tanya, he's talking about being a tzaddik through Yavedah of Neshama, through Hispanus and Nalakus, etc., etc. Here he's talking about, the Rebbe's telling you about in your guf. What do they mean in your guf? When I see that by doing Teda Mitzvahs, it brings me the opportunity to be wealthy, Begashmias. For sure I'll be a tzaddik. Not that because that I have been, not because I'm the drag of the tzaddik of, not because I've done the void of Tanya, the void of the way it's described in Tanya, the reality of life in this world is forcing me to be a tzaddik. I see how that despite I'm not a tzaddik, despite I'm doing things shalei lishma, it pays for me to be a tzaddik, it pays for me to listen to what Hashem says. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Rabbi, do you see that there? It's not that because I have come so refined, I'm the same person, it's just life has taught me that it pays better to listen to Hashem. This is what's happening most in this time in the world now. People do tshuva because they see how they benefit them in their life. So that is a gilu. So where is the gilu of the Eibishter? The gilu of the Eibishter is not in your hasbonanus. The hasbonanus is all very good, it's all necessary things, but this is not the nekuda which is being focused upon over here. What's being focused upon over here, that today, Olam Hazik, B'Kupshute, is a vehicle to serve Hashem. And that is the chiddush of Dirbet of Teirim, that is the chiddush of your Mesa Mashiach, etc. Okay, I think this is, is it the Seder or not? Is it, what do you say, Israel? So, thank you very much.
Practical.
He wants to have the practical thing.
Application.
Yeah.
How to be wealthy. To have desire to be wealthy, to make sure that all this wealth will go to the holy matters. That's enough.
Yeah.
Plus understanding that even if you do something not lishmo, inside of you desire, and you, so to say, deserve this, especially because you want to distribute this money for holy purpose, is it enough or necessary to do something else?
I don't think that should do anything else at all.
Or
no.
Just change your mindset.
Every normal person has a will to do good. Focus on that will. We all have it in ourselves. Instead of telling ourselves, you know, in order for me to fulfill my desire and actually become wealthy, I have as many things I have to do, as many stages. I have to become a finer person, I have to be a bigger chassid, etc., etc. Instead of telling myself that, tell myself that it's that doing my will is a good will, it's coming from my neshama, and this is what everyone wants from me, and I should be committed to fulfilling, to doing this will according to the rights of the Torah, according to the directions of the Rebbe, using emphatish, go forward to see your will being desired. Now, if you don't have the will to have $1 billion, because your mind cannot engage such big numbers, like me and any other people, so start off the numbers which your mind can engage, but be aware that this is what the Abishah wants from you, and if you're aware this is what the Abishah wants from you, this is what you'll get, and you have to work on it, but finish. Not find excuses to say that it's true, I'll be tater, in my life, I'm not up to it. This is what is basically what we are telling ourselves the whole time. When the Rebbe is telling us, no, this is what you should be. This is what you want, and you should be fulfilling what you want, and not sidetracking yourself with excuses which legitimize the mitzvahs of Golas. What do you mean, mitzvahs of Golas? Whatever, the Golas mentality. Just lechera. I think that's Abzena. Good. He's here. My personal experience, right? Right, my personal experience. I don't know which level you're up to, or which numbers you're up to. If you're up to tens, you're talking about $1 or $10 or $50. So let me say my experience. I'm talking about $1. I'm talking about very small figures. Mephadish, go for it. You have to do it. It's the same rule. You have to do it. That's it. Mephadish, that's what I should tell you. Stop excusing Golas, because there is no mitzvah to Golas other than the fact that we are perpetuating the Golas. There's nothing else to it. So let's just stop excusing Golas and stop moving forward to Golas. That's it. There's nothing else to say.